The Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, and the text for this evening is at verse 20. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and an holy, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things, and heard him gladly. Herod was a man with a guilty conscience. He had taken the life of an innocent man, and his conscience now pointed an accusing finger at him. The innocent man was God's man, namely John the Baptist, God's man. And Herod had executed him in a most barbaric manner. See there in verse 16, but when Herod heard thereof, he said, it is John whom I beheaded. He is risen from the dead. He had taken the life of John the Baptist, and what he had heard about Christ reminded him of John, believing that John indeed for a while was Christ, and then he said, no, he's the man I have beheaded. Once again, as we've said, many thought that John the Baptist was Christ. He was so like the Savior. Paul's words could be used to describe Herod. But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. The mind and conscience of Herod was defiled. Titus 1 verse 15. Now Herod's defiled mind and conscience are accusing him, reminding him of what he had done. But what was it that led Herod to do such a thing? What was it that led Herod to behead John? What prompted him to end the life of a man whom he had acknowledged? He acknowledged that John was a just man and unholy. Yet, still, he beheaded God's servant. Well, that's what we want to consider. We want to look at the actions of a brave and bold man of God, the actions of a reprobate, namely King Herod, and see how John was imprisoned for the cause of Christ, a man who was not afraid to speak out against sin, a man who preached Christ wherever the opportunity presented itself to him. And he certainly found sin in the life of King Herod. And John boldly rebuked him for his sin. One, first of all, to consider Herod's response to John. How Herod responded to John when they saw him and heard him and met him. Obviously, at some time, at some place, John had been in contact with King Herod. For how else? How else would he have told the king about his sins? Verse 18, for John had said unto Herod, face to face, it is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife. We see that Herod was then familiar with John and with his ministry. We notice then, first of all, regarding Herod's response to John, Herod was afraid of John. He was afraid of John. Look at the verse 20, our text. And Herod feared John. The word feared is the Greek word phobio, where we get our English word phobia. And of course we hear much about phobias today. That's what that word means. So Herod had a phobia about John the Baptist. The word itself means to cause fear, to terrify. You think of it. John caused fear to enter into the heart of Herod. John's life and ministry and testimony terrified King Herod. Here was a humble, holy man. A humble, holy, you could say, harmless individual. And yet, he struck fear into the heart of Almighty King. Yea, Herod was terrified of John. So whatever contact Herod had with John the Baptist, it made a powerful, left a powerful impression with him. He obviously did not feel comfortable whenever he was in the presence of this holy man. Just as Zacharias, the father of John. You remember when an angel of the Lord appeared unto him, unto Zacharias. We read in Luke 1 verse 12. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. Or when the angel of the Lord appeared unto the women at the empty sepulchre on resurrection morning, we're told the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not, ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified, Matthew 28 and verse 5. Now that's interesting. It is interesting that Zacharias feared an angel. It is interesting that the women at the empty sepulchre feared an angel. Both heavenly visitors, if you like. And lo and behold, Herod feared John. Now what does that tell me? That tells me that this man John was a heavenly individual as well. Maybe not like the angels that came down and met with Zacharias and the women. But because John was such a holy, spiritual individual, he caused fear, terrified the heart of Herod. The same fear laid hold on Herod when such a heavenly, holy-minded man like John appeared before him. This ungodly wretch of a man was uncomfortable in the presence of such a godly individual like John. So, ungodly though he was, ungodly wretch that Herod was, he had respect for John the Baptist because he said that he was a just man and a holy man. Can you imagine? Such a wicked individual. And yet he had respect for John the Baptist. May it be same with us. as we go through this life and travel through this world. The ungodly are all around us. But any who come to know us, may they know that we have been to Jesus for the cleansing power and were washed in the blood of the Lamb. May they view us as being just and holy. Whatever else they think about us, whatever else they say about us, may they look upon us as being just and holy. That's what Herod, an ungodly man like Herod, thought about and said about John. So Herod was afraid of John. That's what we read. For Herod feared John. Not only was he afraid of John, it's evident he was acquainted with John. We see what it was that made Herod afraid of John. We read, Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and holy. Here we see his perception about John. This is what he perceived about John. He perceived and knew that he was a just man and a holy. That's what he perceived about John. He said of him that he was a just man and holy. You remember what we read about Nicodemus? When Nicodemus came to the Lord, what did he say? He said, Rabbi, we know. Here you have basically the same wording. Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and holy. Nicodemus came to Christ and said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles except God be with him. John 3, verse 2. And what was it that convinced Nicodemus that Christ had come from God? What was it about Christ that convinced Nicodemus that Christ had come from God? Well, we're told, he said, no man can do these miracles except God be with him. In other words, what Nicodemus saw Christ doing convinced him that this man, Jesus of Nazareth, was one who had come from God. Now, what was it that convinced Herod that John was a just and a holy man? Herod feared John, knowing it was what he saw, what Nicodemus saw Christ doing. And as far as Herod was concerned, it was what he saw in John the Baptist. He feared John, knowing that he was a just and an holy man. Notice, it was what he saw in John, because it says, we're told that he observed him. In verse 14, and King Herod heard of him, for this his name was spread abroad, and he said that John the Baptist was risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works to show themselves in him. In verse 20, he observed him. He had his eyes upon him. You can be sure of that as far as the world is concerned. You happen to work in a factory or an office, and the people know that you're a Christian, you can be sure they'll be observing you. They'll be watching your every move that they might be able to accuse you. Say, oh, you say you're a Christian and you do that there? You say you're a Christian and you said that there? they will always observe. And as I said before, your friends may not observe and see your faults or acknowledge your faults. They may look over your faults, but you can be sure of this, the ungodly will not. They'll have their eye upon us. They will be observing us. This is what John was. Not only in the eyes of God, a holy and a just man. Not only in the eyes of God, but here was an enemy of the truth, namely Herod, and yet he had to acknowledge, upon observing John, he had to acknowledge he's a holy man. He's a just man. You look at that. Does that make you pray, "Oh Lord, give me a testimony like that. Give me a testimony like that in the eyes of the world." My friends and neighbors will see that I'm holy and I'm just. We mentioned there, was it last week, what we read about Enoch. Enoch walked with God. We read in Hebrews 11 verse 5, "For before his translation," that is to heaven, "he had this testimony," Enoch had this testimony, "that he pleased God." Now you don't read a big lot about Enoch, other than he walked with God, and he had this testimony. But isn't when you have a testimony like that, well, that's all people need to know. He pleased God. He pleased God. As well as Herod's perception about John, we notice also he observed the piety of John. Piety of John. For he spoke of him as being just man and holy. A just man and holy. That's how he viewed John. Not as some kind of a fanatic. Not some kind of mere religionist. Not kind of some kind of person who was just religious and nothing more. He was holy and he was just. And this came from the lips of an ungodly king. He saw something much different than John. He saw a man who was sent from God. He saw a man who was just and holy. He saw in John a godly man, therefore a good man, a good man. Matthew Henry, the great Bible commentator, Matthew Henry said, "To make a complete good man, both justice and holiness are necessary. Holiness toward God and justice toward man." I'll read that again. "To make a complete good man, both justice and holiness are necessary. Holiness toward God and justice toward man." Why did Herod have such regard for John? Well, we point that out in this series. He had such regard for John because John was a Christ-like man. When Herod heard of Christ, he thought that John the Baptist was risen from the dead. Isn't that amazing? When he heard about John, he thought Christ had risen from the dead. So Christ-like was John the Baptist. Such likeness to Christ in us will be seen by others, as it was seen by Herod and John. And we should remember also that what was said about John came from the lips of an ungodly and a wicked individual. Remember what the wicked, ungodly Pilate said about Christ? I find no fault in him. Solomon said, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Proverbs 16 and 7. We notice then not only his perception about John, he observed the piety of John, but he also would have noticed the patience of John. I say the patience of John because the statement in our text must at least include that time of John's imprisonment when Herod arrested him and put him in prison. We know this from the tense of the words he used. Herod was able to observe John closely when he was confined to prison. He was able to observe him. And seeing how John conducted himself under very trying and difficult circumstances, being shut up in prison, his liberty taken away from him, as well as being denied the opportunity to preach the gospel in public, yet Herod, being closely acquainted with John, under such circumstances, knew, observing him in prison, he knew he was a just man and holy. So it didn't matter what circumstances John the Baptist found himself in, whether in a pulpit or in a prison, Herod still saw him as a just man and holy. John's imprisonment didn't change him any. The liberty taken away from John didn't change him any. He still remained the same man, just and holy. So, let us apply that to ourselves. Through our trials and temptations, and tribulations and difficulties and distresses, may we be as Christ-like as John was. May it not change us any, no matter what our circumstances are. May we still be like John, just and holy. We've considered his perception, his piety, and the patience of John. Notice something else here in our text. His protection of John. Imagine that. We're told that he was a just man and holy as he observed him. But that word observed is an interesting word. That word observed would refer to protection. Because of what John said about Herod, he arrested him and put him in prison, telling him he shouldn't have had another man's wife. And he was arrested and put in prison. But while he was there, Herodias had a quarrel against him and would have killed him, but she could not. Verse 19. Why? Herodias was so angry at John, she wanted to kill him. And then it says, but she could not. Why could she not? Because, believe it or not, Herod protected John, at least for a while. In that verse 20 we read, "For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and unholy, and observed him." That word "observed" means to keep or to save. So upon observing John, seeing that he was a just and a holy man, when Herodias wanted to kill him, certainly at that time, we're told that Herod, "No," he said. And he kept John safe. And he saved John from what Herodias wanted to do to him. There the word is sometimes translated "preserved." The word "observed" is also translated "preserved." And what did Herod do? Lo and behold, he preserved John. Herod kept, yea, saved or preserved John from the evil intentions of Herodias, at least for a while. But the fact that Herod preserved John shows the respect that he had for him. He protected him. If you like, he stood up for him. May we have such a godly and holy testimony that when things are said about us, or individuals seek to do things to us, the unsaved will stand up for us. The unsaved will want to protect us. They'll take their stand for us. Well, that's what Herod did for John. Amazingly, he preserved him. So we have noted then, in Herod's response to John, he was afraid of John. We notice also he was acquainted with John. Then we notice he was attentive to John. This we see in those words that we have noted, not only observed him, but we are told he heard him and did many things. He heard him gladly. What does this mean? He heard John. He did many things. That is, Herod did many things upon hearing John. And then it says, he heard him gladly. Here was an immoral, wicked, cruel individual, yet with great willingness, he listened to John the Baptist. And what does it say? He heard him gladly. Which tells us that John preached while he was in prison. That's where Herod had observed him. That's where Herod had protected him and saved him while he was in prison. And so there I find that John must have preached while he was in prison. And Herod heard him gladly. Here we see, first of all, Herod's response to what he heard from John. Herod actually responded to the things that John said. You look carefully at those words. "And when he heard him, he did many things." So here's Herod's response to John's preaching. Here's Herod, and we're told he did many things. You know what that tells me? It tells me that Herod, upon hearing John's preaching, tried to clean up his life. He did many things. He responded to John's preaching. He did many things. Perhaps he thought it's time he did some good works. He did many things. Not just a few things, he did many things. How many are like Herod? They hear the word of God preached, and they decide, it's about time I cleaned up my life. I'll try not to swear anymore. I'll give up the cigarettes. I'll be kinder to people. I'll do this and do the other. They do many things like Herod, but they're no nearer being accepted by God. They can do all these good things, but they're no nearer heaven. They're as far away as ever, doing many things. We're not saved by works. Paul has told us that. By grace are we saved. Through faith. Not of ourselves. And it's not of works, lest any man should boast. No. Herod had heard the word. He did many things, but there's something missing. Paul says in Hebrews 4, verse 2, regarding others, but the word preached did not profit them. Why? They'd heard the word, but it was no profit to them. Why was it no profit? Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Heard the word, but they didn't put their trust or their faith in the one they heard about, namely the Lord Jesus Christ. Exactly what Herod did. His response to John's preaching, he did many things, but it was of no value to him at all as far as God was concerned. There was that one thing that was lacking, faith in the Christ that John had preached. As well as Herod's response, we see Herod's rejoicing. That is, upon hearing John. We are told that not only did Herod hear the words of John and hear him preach, but we're told he heard him gladly. There's his rejoicing. It's hard to take in, isn't it? That such an ungodly individual was glad when he heard John preach. The word gladly, he heard him gladly, is a word which means sweetly or with relish. He heard John preaching and he heard him with relish. He loved to hear John preach. So there was certainly at first no bitterness because of John's preaching, only gladness. He heard him gladly. He relished John's preaching. The same word is used of those who heard Christ preach. Same word. And the common people heard him gladly. There's another similarity with Christ regarding John. There's John and another likeness to the Lord Jesus. The common people heard Christ and they heard him gladly. Here's Herod, and he heard John preach and he heard him gladly. Just the same way. He relished the preaching of John. So as the common people listened to the preaching of Christ with gladness, so Herod listened to the preaching of John with gladness. Unlike Felix, you remember, Paul testified before Felix. Felix listened to the preaching of Paul. Acts 24, verse 25. As he reasoned with him, Paul reasoned with Felix of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. Felix trembled. What did he do? He trembled and answered, "Go thy way, Paul." He didn't exactly relish the preaching of Paul. He didn't exactly listen to Paul's preaching with gladness. As Paul reasoned with him of righteousness, temperance, and the judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time when I have a convenient season. I will call for thee." Well, we all know that convenient season never came for Felix. Just like so many today. The gospel is preached to them. The preacher reasons with them of righteousness, temperance, and judgment. And the original, it is the definite article, righteousness, temperance, and the judgment. The judgment to come. But like Felix, they say to the preacher, "Go thy way. When I have a more convenient season, I will call for thee." And those convenient seasons never come. Felix missed his opportunity that day when Paul preached. Herod missed his opportunity. Felix, like Herod, and Herod, like Felix, perished without hope and without God. Herod, the king, listened to this humble, holy, honest man. Listened to his preaching. Heard him gladly. But then, a day of change came. And we'll consider that, Lord willing, next Sabbath evening. We've considered tonight Herod's response to John. Next week we want to look and see how Herod was rebuked by John. John rebuked his sin. He was a faithful servant of God. That's what a preacher is to do. Preacher is to preach against sin. John certainly did. May the Lord bless the word to our hearts. Let's bow in prayer. O Lord our God, we thank thee for the faithful preaching of this man John the Baptist. What a testimony this man had. That even an ungodly, cruel, wicked king acknowledged that John was a holy man, a true man of God. Lord, grant us a testimony like that. Yea, better still, a testimony like Christ. As John was Christ-like, Lord, may we be Christ-like. So work in our lives and in our hearts that we'll be like Christ also. Dear Lord, write thy word upon our hearts tonight. May we take it in and respond to it. Dear Lord, be with us throughout this week. Keep us all safe and well and healthy. Bless our family circles and our church family. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide and remain with us now and until the day breaks and the shadows all flee away. Amen.